I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy in the clubhouse. I'm actually in my dressing room. What am I saying? Tonight we have Dorit and Jerry. Jerry's never met her. Jerry O'Connell. I think he's a little flip because he has strong opinions kind of about her. And so this is going to be interesting little balancing act for him. Because I think he wants to express some points of view, but he doesn't want to offend her. So we'll see. This is going to be a balancing act. Listen closely, folks. There you go. All right. See you in the clubhouse. I just started eating a Jolly Rancher.
His Bravo enthusiasm might give you a scare, sort of like her intense feelings on stemware. It's Watch What Happens Live with Dorit Kemsley and Jerry O'Connell now. Andy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two guests so loquacious, I'm going to sit back and get libatious. Tonight, my first guest told Teddy, as much as you think that it all ends when you decide it does, it doesn't. Which is quite an ironic statement given her precarious relationship with time. Welcome, Beverly Hills housewife, Dorit Kemsley. And he's a Jerry of all trades, who you can see honing his how you doings as the guest host of the Wendy Williams Show all week. He is killing it. Please welcome our pal and Bravo superfan, Jerry O'Connell. Great to see you. It's very exciting. I was saying to Jerry right as we were going on the air, man, how many times have you been on this show?
Like 100.
And it's always a holiday.
Well, it's whenever somebody backs out, you're like, Jerry, can you be here at 15? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be here.
That's not true.
I'm kidding. These are jokes.
Yes. In case Dorit needs a duet partner for a spontaneous encore of Fever, over at the bar is a singer with 17 number ones on the Billboard dance chart, Christine W. Great to see you, Christine W. I've been dancing to Christine W. since, like, the Andrew Cunanan days. Christine W., and then it made me think, wow, I mean, I don't know, you must have met Erika Jane on the circuit.
Oh, yes, we've done a lot of prides and shows together. I love her. We have
a lot of fun. Very
amazing.
Cool.
It's awesome.
Very cool. Oh, yeah. Great to see you. Let's get started. I just want to say congratulations, Jerry. You are killing it this week on the Wendy Williams Show. Doing such a great job. I mean, watching you, I was like, man, if I get sick, I am never letting Jerry guest host my show. Because you will replace me in a second.
No, it's nothing like that. Wendy's out for another 4 days. Wendy will be back on Monday.
No, I'm not. And by the way, Wendy is Wendy. I mean, she is the queen of all media. I mean, let's be clear.
Well, yeah, but I mean, no one can fill your shoes either, Andy.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm not for And congratulations to you on Beverly Beach, which is out now.
Yes.
Congrats.
Thank you so much.
That's great. By the way, you are in quite a Twitter war with Camille Grammer right now. Camille was like, you know, it started when, there's the first one. A fan tweeted at Camille, and Camille said, Brandy and Dorit didn't have tough seasons. They were spared a lot of ridiculous things that weren't aired. Dorit said, really? Like, what? What have I said? Camille said, you were spared some of the comments you made at the Project Angel food event. Oh, my God. If some of those comments were aired, even Kyle was concerned for you. Dorit said, find a hobby. It's becoming sad and pathetic. Then Camille said, is this really you, Dorit? Or is this a fake account? You sound terrible. Disrespectful. Tweet.
Oh, shame on Dorit. Shame on Dorit.
I love it. So was there more that was said that you don't remember from that Project Angel food event that didn't air?
No. And clearly it wasn't that noteworthy. Otherwise, it definitely would have been shown.
Yeah, that's sure. Actually probably true.
I mean, come on. Right. Let's be honest here.
You and Camille, oil and water.
No, actually, we have got a love for one another. We were having a love fest, like, tonight on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yes. I commented on a picture of her and her daughter. Her daughter just got her driver's license. I said, you know, you look like sisters. And she was like, thank you, okay. And blah, 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 blah.
It's all good. All right.
They only fight on Twitter. On Instagram, they're good friends.
Exactly.
That's hilarious. By the way, Jerry, you're into Teddy, right? What are you and Rebecca?
Well, first of all, let me say it is an honor sitting next to you. I do have to say, Dorit, I'm gonna get in trouble for this. You may possibly be the most beautiful housewife of all the housewives. I want to say your style, just everything you bring, you really bring it.
Thank you.
Sometimes you do act a little bit, as we say, extra. But you're gorgeous. You really are.
It's very
you're
nice.
Breathtaking. That's and also a real honor. I was getting fever seeing PK when I came in.
PK is here.
The man, right. The myth, the legend.
Yes, I know you have questions for Dorit and Jerry, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, after making her a bit LVP'd, Dorit made a considerable effort to get Lisa back, but here's what, it seemed like someone was Vanderpumping the brakes on their relationship. Dorit, watch this. I want your opinion on the other side.
I love you too much. Our relationship, our friendship means too much.
Can you get the f*** off me?
That is so pretty.
There's the eclipse in it.
Are you talking about the eclipse in our relationship? Teddy Bear, you're my new best friend.
She calls her Teddy Bear.
Yeah, I noticed that. Am I detecting a little jealousy, a little needy of her love and attention?
So absolutely.
What about when I gave Dorit the...
That was pretty funny.
Glass.
Teddy is very moderated.
I can't wait till it's reversed and it's on you. And I guarantee our conversation is going to be very different from what you're saying.
I think Dorit's time might be up with Vanderpump as the pet puppy because a newer, younger version has come along.
What's your response?
Oh, I love Lisa Vanderpump. I know we can...
Yes, you've made that very clear.
I know. I mean, I got her right on top of it.
Yes.
I want her to know.
What do you feel about her love for Teddy?
Oh, please, that's fleeting.
Oh! Second, tonight, Teddy took it upon herself to do some accountability coaching amongst the women, and although it was pro bono, Dorit and Erica both wanted refunds. Take a look at how Teddy Mellon can't help herself.
You just felt like you needed to kind of talk about a conversation that happened 3 months ago.
If you said nothing that you feel guilty about, then what do you give a what I have to say?
She feels like you're starting
No one felt like I was fad-mouthing or bashing. Erica, in the moment, you 100% said, Teddy, I agree with you.
Yes. I would be a little pissed.
It's possible. You pretending that it's full amnesia right now is confusing.
Okay. Don't f*** with me like that. You don't want that. Don't. Okay. Don't ever, ever do that to me.
I'm the one who's upset with you. You're not allowed to be upset.
Teddy. You leave me alone.
Teddy. Hey, Dorit, just leave that alone.
Miss Crybaby.
Okay, here's what. We want to know what you think. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us whose side are you on, Teddy or Erica and Dorit? Where are you going on this, Jerry?
This is complicated, okay? So let's just break it down for
okay.
a second. Teddy, as we call in our house, Little Diddy, great nickname, right?
Little Diddy about Jack and Diane?
So we call her Little Diddy. So Little Diddy Because Little Diddy's an accountability manager, yes, what do we
coach,
call it? Accountability coach. Like, everything has to be said. And sometimes, look, I live my life by two rules. The first rule is don't say anything. The second rule is, when in doubt, see rule number one.
Right.
And Little Diddy is like, I'm feeling something, I have to say it.
Yes.
So I think that's a little, also, I think Little Diddy also crying, you know, it's happened a couple times now, so we are seeing a pattern here. Dorit, I did say you are the most beautiful of all the
yes.
housewives, but sometimes I think you can be stirring it up a little bit, and that's also been a pattern this season that I've noticed.
All right, it looks like you guys are on Teddy's side there. Finally, Jerry, when I imagine you watching Bravo at home, I see you as an overzealous dad at your kid's soccer game on the brink of being asked to leave the premises. Here's what, we're taking it to the clubhouse with Jerry the referee. Jerry, here's your whistle. I have some housewives hijinks I need to know. Use your playbook and make some calls. Whose side were you on in the late gate and rosé glass drama between Teddy and Dorit?
Dorit, just drink out of whatever and stop making a big deal out of it.
Whose side were you on when the women thought it was weird that Erica left Teddy's beach house to stay at a hotel?
I had no problems with Erica leaving, but her excuse was amazing, the girl problem thing.
Whose side were you on when Dorit called Camille to see you next Tuesday and made the strap-on joke? What about when Camille gifted Dorit a ball gag?
I thought this was a little pot calling the kettle black after Pantygate last season.
Who were you rooting for in the Queen Bee face-off between Bethany and LVP in NYC?
So sorry to say this, everyone, but Bethany kind of stresses me out when she comes into situations. So.
Whose side are you on, NeNe or Kim? All the cockroach drama.
NeNe, at least NeNe goes to Barcelona, Kim. Get off your butt.
Whose side were you on during the Barcelona blowout between Portia and Marlo?
I mean, are we really going to have a fight over a doormat? I mean, I love me some Portia. I also love me some Marlo. Andy, you should give her a peach next season.
Whose side are you on regarding Portia wanting forgiveness for her sins of last year, but Candy not ready to move on?
This was kind of a dark moment in our Real Housewives of Atlanta. I just want to move past it, so I think Candy should sort of let us move past it.
All right, thank you very much, Sherry O'Connell. Well done. Dorit, to Jerry's point, we got a lot of questions saying, why is it okay that you gave Erica panties but reacted badly to Camille giving you the gag? Don't you realize how hypocritical you look in that situation?
No, I completely understand that. But it wasn't so much the gift, it was the timing of it. You know, we're at Lisa Vanderpump's birthday lunch. It's a very elegant affair. Lisa and I were not on the best of terms, and I didn't want it to be about me and Camille. You know, I really wanted it to be about Lisa and her birthday. So I wasn't focused
wrong
on it.
Wrong time and place.
Yes.
The classic wrong time and
yes.
place trope.
Yes.
NeNe X22, does Dorit have the shortest memory? She didn't think she did anything wrong when she told Erica what the girls said, so why be upset about Teddy?
I just feel like Teddy is, she's stirring the pot, she's meddling in friendships, and she's igniting these fires and then sort of pulling back and wants to wash her hands of it. But isn't it sort of the same thing that she's accusing me of doing?
So then are you doing the same thing?
Am I doing the same thing
yes.
as Teddy?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it's sort of the same, yeah, on the same page.
Okay. Oh, we have a new tweet from Teddy tweeted and said, I prefer Lil Coogs, Mr. Jerry O.C., and Dorit, you look gorge. There you go.
Aww.
Lil Coogs is the nickname instead of Lil Diddy.
Oh, Lil
okay.
Coogs.
Lil Coogs.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. took
Thank
you a
you.
Sec, Jerry. Dorit wants to finish. Now she understands the question I was
I
asking
know.
Her before.
Yeah, I don't
What's
know.
What's different
that.
Between you talking about telling what the women were saying about Erica versus Teddy telling Lisa Rinna what you said? What's
well,
the difference?
I think 3 months is the difference.
You Got know, it.
And she saw that we had a friendship. So at that point, it's almost like it's designed to meddle in a friendship and create some kind of drama.
Very good. I get it. Let's go to Julie from Connecticut. Hey, Julie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question's for Jerry.
Okay.
If you had to swim in the man pond with one of the housewives' husbands from any franchise, who would it be and why?
Let me think about this. Definitely Ken.
Nice. Very nice.
Grab onto that little gray mullet back there.
Is it a gray mullet?
So
let's go to Gail from Arkansas. Hey, Gail, what's your question?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Gail, you're killing me. Every second on live TV is like 18 minutes.
Look, Gail.
Okay.
Hello.
Gail, what's your question? Hey.
Andy, it's such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, you too.
My question is for Dorit.
Hi, Gail.
Do you think your relationship with Lisa Vanderpump is real? Or is it because of PK, and do you think it's capable of moving forward?
Yeah, that is a good question, Gail, as long as it did take you to ask. Because she basically said she was friends with you out of obligation to PK, or out of her loyalty to PK.
Yeah, no, I think that that was twisted a little bit. I think what she said is that she got to know me.
Yes.
Because of our friendship with PK.
Okay. My
friendship with Lisa Vanderpump is very real, and I do believe wholeheartedly that her and I can move well past this.
Question for both of you, Lauren, Elise V. Do you guys think Erica Jane's reaction towards Teddy tonight was too strong and out of place, or does the punishment fit the crime? Jerry.
Erica, love ya, okay?
It's not harsh.
Let's keep it nice on the Twitter. Erica, this is the second time Erica has shown signs of real fits of anger, and it's really scary when you see it come out. It's like Macho Man Randy Savage stuff.
Right.
It's like, remember Hong Kong? That was crazy.
On next week's Beverly Hills, Teddy calls Dorit to apologize, and Dorit thinks she's phoning in the sincerity. Take a look at this sneak peek.
In the moment when I was talking to Lisa Rinna, I just thought about myself and I didn't think about the repercussions, and I wanted to apologize to you for it.
Don't pick up the phone and waffle a sorry little apology and think that everything is going to be perfectly okay.
You're trying to sully my reputation, instigating these problems, you know, starting to feel like it's intentional.
Well, that's definitely not the case. You know, in my mind, I'm not trying to justify it to you. And
just one time, I want to be able to say an apology, get an okay, I accept your apology back, and then be done.
All right. E. Jessica 79, Jerry O'Connell, tacky financial question. Do you still make residuals off Stand By Me? Follow-up question, how much?
Stand By Me is a movie I was in when I was a kid.
I know Stand By Me. I love Stand By Me.
Yeah. I still get residuals. How much? I mean, I could probably buy Andy a shot of something strong with my residues.
Winnie from Connecticut's on the line. Hey, Winnie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. A big fan. You're fabulous. Dorit,
shoulder
pads, everything. Jerry O'Connell. What has been the most nerve-wracking thing about guest hosting the Wendy Williams show this week?
I'm guest hosting the Wendy show this week. I'll be there until Friday. I would have
and
to
Dorit's
say...
on tomorrow.
Oh, Dorit's on tomorrow.
Yes.
Dorit, you better bring some shoes.
We're going to
do some shoe cam.
Yes. I'm bringing shoes, and I'm bringing Beverly Beach by Dorit swimwear.
Great.
That's
good.
What I'm doing.
Okay, yeah. So what's the hardest thing about it?
The hardest thing, I think, is having to live up to her expectations. She's
right.
Amazing. There's no one like Wendy and what Wendy does. So love you, Wendy, if you're watching. She's always watching, Andy.
Queen of Hot Topics.
Queen of Hot Topics.
Amazing. Tim from Detroit. Hey, Tim, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Dorit. I'm digging the shoulder pads tonight. Very disco quarterback.
Yes.
You seem to really like Erica since you guys buried the hatchet. Do you think you could do the same thing with Teddy and just move on?
I'd love to bury the hatchet with Teddy, but I can't get it out of my back.
Oh! Marlo Hampton tweeted, Jerry O'Connell, thanks for the love.
You know it, Marlo.
Michael Rappaport, you know it. Get you a peach.
We're getting it for you.
Michael Rappaport tweeted, I'm actually jealous that Jerry's on Watch What Happens Live with Dorit right now. It feels both shameful and satisfying to admit this publicly. Dorit, Lindy M. said, how do you handle all the negativity you've received this season?
Oh, I just look into my little baby's eyes and I try not to read it.
There you best advice ever.
Yeah.
Talia E emailed, Jerry, I know you're a Real Housewife fan. Which ex-housewife from any city should they bring back and why?
I'm going to go with Dorit's franchise and say that they should bring Brandi Glanville back.
Dorit, Jane,
a lot of Brandy fans here
Jane 102720. Dorit, your hair always looks amazing. Wigs, extensions, or what?
Oh, yeah.
Extensions. Yeah, never worn a wig in my life.
Wow, that's
ever.
Interesting.
Ever. Other than Halloween.
Kelly from D.C. is on. Hey, Kelly, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Dorit. Jerry, my question is for you. I'm wondering if you keep in touch with your old Stand By Me co-star, Corey Feldman.
Yeah, I do. Mostly through the social meds these days. It's sort of easy. You know, when he had that performance on the Today Show, you know, I sent him a well wish and said he's doing great and I'm real proud of him. And I stay in touch with all those guys.
Very good. You're a delight.
You are. You no, I definitely second that.
Oh, come on. Thank no, you guys. What about PK?
And PK. And PK, it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to The Bachelor, Ari and his fiancée, Lauren, who are celebrating their engagement with a trip to Iceland. Congrats, guys, but a word of advice. Iceland may seem like a daylight-filled paradise in which you can escape your worries, but it always ends like this.
Vicky? Why is that over her head?
Vicky, do you want Peggy
Sweetheart,
to come?
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Yes! That's what you get, Ari! You snake! Today's Jackal goes to the news that after 2 years together, Zayn and Gigi Hadid have broken up. Between this and the departure of her glass fridge, can't Yolanda get a break? I want to thank Dorit, Jerry, and Christine W. for being here. The After Show, and we're here with Dorit and Jerry O'Connell. Behind the bar is Christine W. She's performing her new show, Stand Up with a Twist, at Joe's Pub here in New York, March 16th, with Carson Kressley. That's this Friday.
This Friday.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
I'm into that.
Woo!
I have some questions that were submitted to our all-new Facebook bot. He is a digital version of my dog, Waka. You can submit questions for the show and get reminders about who the guests are every night, all from Facebook Messenger. Just search Waka the dog and start chatting with my dog, Waka. Here he is.
Oh.
Love him. Okay. Dorit, Joe J said, what did Dorit do with the ball gag that Camille gave her?
I don't think I took it home.
Oh, really?
I know.
It's still at Vanderpump's? We need it for the clubhouse. That's a little piece of pop culture history.
Give it to the bunny.
Molly K emailed, Jerry, can you share whether or not Rebecca will be featured in any more X-Men movies?
I have to say, I'm so sorry. I don't think there's any in the future. So, no, I mean...
Is that true? Are they done?
I think they're probably doing more, but I don't know when they're shooting them, and there's no plans for my wife. I'm sorry, everybody. I really ruined everything. I really ruined this entire evening.
Yes. Carol S. said, Dorit, I have a granddaughter struggling with apraxia. How did your son learn to talk so quickly?
Oh, my heart goes out to you. You know what? Hard work. He had therapy and hard work and just put in the effort. And it's consistency, and you get there. And there is hope. And I feel for you, and it'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Michael O, for Jerry, where is Trip McNeely today?
Trip McNeely was a character I portrayed in a film called Can't Hardly Wait. And
loved Can't Hardly Wait.
this is like a ride down my IMDb page tonight. He's a character. He's serving yogurt at a yogurt place, at a soft serve ice cream place.
Nice.
Sorry. Once again, I should just leave, right, guys?
No!
I should
go. Don't go.
Christine W., what's your favorite Christine W. song?
Well, you've been rocking the clubhouse with lots of my hits tonight.
I know we have.
Oh, my gosh. I think the funnest thing was coming in tonight and hearing, feel what you wanted to be, what
yes.
you wanted to be. Yeah. That was so funny, guys. And they're all, like, rocking it out, cocktails. It
yes,
all,
I have been at many a gay bar listening to that song. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Missy calling from Chicago.
Hey, Missy, what's your question?
My question is for Dorit. Dorit, what situation are you looking forward to the most at the reunion to clear up?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, that's a really good question.
You know, Cynthia Bailey from Atlanta loves, she's one of the few housewives. She loves and looks forward to the reunion every year because she really feels like it is actually a great opportunity to, like, completely clear the air and get it all out, and she looks forward to the opportunity. So that's my encouragement to you to
learn
to
use that. Thank you very much.
That.
And now myself am looking forward to the reunion.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But I would say I just feel really regretful about what happened with Lisa Vanderpump and I. And a heartfelt apology to her, and I think that that's most important to me, to clear up, and that she knows that. She sees it in my eyes. And that's what I'm looking forward to most.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Kelsey, and I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey, Kelsey, what's your question?
So my question is for both of you. First of all, Dorit, I love you, and I love your and PK's relationship. I think it's adorable. And I wanted to know if either Dorit or Jerry have ever gotten, like, fillers in their face or gotten any kind of work done.
My entire body is Botox. Especially, like, this area. Like, that's really, I told the doctor, I was like, just, like, a little bit here and, like, everything here. I'm filled with fillers. I mean, I can't even move. Like, this is like, I can't even feel. It's completely numb.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Erica from Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Hey, Erica, what's your question?
Okay, so I just want to say, Dorit, you are beautiful, but kind of a pop star. But, Jerry, I do have a question. Between Dorit and Lisa Rinna, who would you trust your deepest, darkest secret with?
Me. You could trust me, I swear.
Dorit, you are sitting right next to me. So
it's
I'm supposed to say Dorit immediately. But, I mean, I would have to think about this before I answer it because there have been situations where you've maybe been telling people things this season that maybe they shouldn't have been hearing. So it's something I would have to sleep on.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Last call of the night.
Hi, Andy. This is Kate from Los Angeles.
Hey, Kate. What's your question?
I've been reading The Most Talkative in the Andy Cohen Diaries the past few weeks, and I've been loving that.
Thank you so much. That makes me very pleased.
My question for Dorit, you look super pretty tonight, and I don't want to bring this up again, but I have to ask, why do you keep using schizophrenia as a slur directed at Lisa Rinna? Do you really want to mend fences with her?
Honey, that was 4 months, you know, that was the very beginning of the season. Her and I have come such a long way. We've got a great friendship, actually. We text all the time. And I kind of, like, adore her. So I think we've mended our fences. And we're definitely on to bigger and better.
All right. Dorit's swimwear line is called Beverly Beach. Yeah. Jerry's on Wendy Williams.
Beverly Beach.
Right?
It was a good one, BK.
So good,
Christine W. at Joe's Pub on Friday night. For more, click on TV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.